Inside Mac.
For Wednesday, August 30th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Apple to help with the Foxconn issue, Google CEO joins Apple's board of directors, and why Zune is no longer considered to be the iPod killer. Yesterday, I reported that Foxconn is suing two journalists for ruining its reputation after stories appeared around the world of poor working conditions. The Chinese courts this week froze the personal assets of the two journalists from the China Business News. According to the Associated Press, Chinese media and journalist advocacy group Reporters Without Borders have criticized the move and have urged Apple, which has vowed to ensure fair treatment of workers at its suppliers, to intercede. The Associated Press reported that Reporters Without Borders had recently sent an open letter to Steve Jobs urging him to persuade the Taiwan-based Foxconn technology group to drop its case against the journalists, stating, "We believe that all Wang and Weng did was to report the facts, and we condemn Foxconn's reaction." China Business News, as well as several big media groups, has given Wang and Weng its unconditional backing, saying what they did was not violation of any rules, laws, or journalistic ethics. According to an Apple spokesperson, Apple is working behind the scenes to help resolve the issue. Apple announced that Dr. Eric Schmidt, CEO of Google, who has been elected to the company's board of directors. Eric also sits on Google's board of directors and Princeton University's board of trustees. At Google, Eric shares responsibility for Google's day-to-day operations and focuses on building the corporate infrastructure needed to ensure that quality remains high. Steve Jobs said Eric is obviously doing a terrific job as CEO of Google, and we look forward to his contributions as a member of Apple's board of directors. You now have the ability to download whole copies of books in PDF format and print them out, as Google has expanded its controversial book search service. According to Macworld UK, until now, people have been able to read books on the Google Book Search site, but not download and print them. The books that are currently available for download will only be those that are in public domain and not protected by copyright. The company states that it will not allow downloading of copyrighted books, not even those books that Google has been given permission from the copyright holders. The report notes that most of the public domain books that are available for download have been scanned as part of the library project of the Google Book Search service. Google has scanned portions of the collections of some of the world's largest academic libraries, including Google partners Harvard University, Stanford University, and Oxford University. Microsoft's Zune is showing its true colors as analysts from American Technology Research are saying the media player appears to be another classic case of overpromising and underdelivering. Analyst Shawu said Microsoft had hinted to an all-new design from the ground up, but from our analysis, it appears that the Zune is essentially a repackaged Toshiba Gigabeat that has seen limited success. He said that Microsoft should have made the Zune's Apple-like click wheel functional, but as it stands now, the fake click wheel doesn't scroll and it isn't touch pressure sensitive, which will make it difficult to navigate. According to the analyst, the Zune player will likely only have success against Microsoft's own partners like Sony, Toshiba, and Samsung. He stated to us, "The portable media market is divided into two camps, iPod and iTunes, which is the standard, and Windows Media." Coming up, when you upgrade to a new cell phone, what will your old one say about you? When the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. There are more deals from J&R Computer World, Mac Mall, and Mac Zone on Apple's Hot Deal site. A few specials include Quicken 2007, Seagate's 200-gig external hard drive, Sony Mini DV high-definition camcorder, a transmitter car charger for iPod from Kensington, Hewlett-Packard HP LaserJet 1320 with free shipping is being offered by MaxZone, as well as an Olympus Stylus 606 megapixel compact digital camera, and the Podium CoolPad notebook cooling pad from Targus is being offered as well. For more details, check out http://hotdeals.apple.com. If you've ever sold your cell phone after you've upgraded to a new one, this one's for you. Your old cell can tell on you if it's not erased properly. A story from the Associated Press revealed a cheating husband was found out by the guys who bought his old cell phone, even though he had followed the directions on his phone's manual to erase all his information. The report states selling your old phone once you upgrade to a fancier model can be like handing over your diaries. All sorts of sensitive information pile up inside your cell phones, and deleting it may be more difficult than you think. Some people believe that resetting the phone will erase sensitive information, but that's not the case, as it can be restored using specialized yet inexpensive software found on the internet. A company called Trust Digital bought 10 different phones on eBay to test phone security tools it sells for businesses. The experts at the company were able to restore information such as bank accounts and passwords. One company's plans to win a multi-million dollar federal transportation contract and details of prescriptions and receipts for one worker's utility payments. According to the report, the recovered information was equal to 27,000 pages or a stack of printouts 8 feet high. The 10 phones Trust Digital studied stored information on flash memory chips, the same technology found in digital cameras and some music players. Flash memory is inexpensive and durable, but it is slow to erase information in ways that make it impossible to recover. So if you're planning on selling your phone or giving it to a family member, here are a few tips to assure your personal information doesn't come back to haunt you. Set a password for your cell phone to lock the phone either after some period of inactivity or at a certain time each night. If you must store banking or medical information on your phone, consider keeping it on an external memory card that can be removed. And before you sell your used phone or give it away, ask your wireless carrier and your phone's manufacturer for advice about how to wipe personal information off the phone in ways that it can't be recovered. Or you can do what one computer security expert would do: run over the phone and give it an acid bath. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.